and welcome to the program. Have you been watching the news on television lately? If you have, you've probably been asking yourself, what in the world is going on? There's nothing going on except what was prophesied 2,000 years ago and some of it 1,000 years before that. It's all in the Word of God. We're looking at it, what in the world is going on, in light of the book of Revelation. Have your Bible ready. Reading in Revelation chapter 9, verse number 12, we get to where the number 6 angel sounds here, and we read in verse 12, one woe is past, and behold, there come two woes more hereafter. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before the Lord, saying to the sixth angel, which had the trumpet, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. And the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year. What were they prepared for? For to slay the third part of men. As we mentioned before, God's patience has run out. God has listened to the name of his son being used mostly as a curse word by the majority of the people who live in this world. He has listened as like a drone that goes up into heaven cursing Jesus Christ. The people he died for have been cursing him for 2,000 years. The Father, his patience has run out. Now we're going to see the wrath of God upon this world. The Bible says these things are prophesied. This is the word of prophecy. You do well to take heed. If you're a Christian today, you know, we don't have a whole lot of time left to win our loved ones to the Lord. Make this your prayer as we begin this program today. Lord, make me a blessing.
Out in the highways and byways of life, many are weary and sad. Carry the sunshine where darkness is rife, making the sorrowing glad. Make me a blessing. Make me and his love. Tell of his power to forgive. Others will trust him if only you prove true every moment you the Master loved you. Be to the helpless a helper indeed, unto your mission be true. Make me a blessing, make me a blessing out of my life. May Jesus shine. Make me a blessing, oh Savior, I pray. Make me a blessing to someone who died.
I want to read those verses again. Revelation 9, verse 12 to 15, we read, one woe is past, and behold, there come two woes more hereafter. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar which is before the Lord, saying to the sixth angel which had the trumpet, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. And the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour, and a day, and a month, and a year, for to slay the third part of men. Now, as this story opens at this point, the Lord gives the command to the sixth angel to sound the trumpet. John said, I heard a voice, verse 14, and this voice saying to the sixth angel, which had the trumpet, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. Satan and his angels can only do what God allows them to do, and only when God allows them to do it. Verse 15 says, the four angels were loosed which were prepared for an hour, and a day, and a month, and a year. They are prepared. They can only do what God will allow them to do, and when God allows them to do it. What are they prepared for? Verse 15, to slay the third part of men. The scriptures associate the area of the Euphrates with idolatry and demon worship. Another one-third of the population will be destroyed when the Lord releases these angels. Matthew 24:22 says, except those days should be shortened, Jesus said, there should be no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, that's Israel, those days shall be shortened. In verse number 16, we read, and the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000,000. And I heard the number of them, and thus I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat on them, having breastplates of fire, and jacinth and brimstone, and their heads of the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions, and out of their mouth issues fire and smoke and brimstone. By these three was the third part of men killed by the fire, and by the smoke, and by the brimstone which issued out of their mouths. For their power is in their mouth and in their tails, for their tails were like unto serpents, and had heads, and with them they do hurt. Now we have the figure here, 200 million. These horsemen, I think, are some kind of supernatural beings. We have Bible examples of supernatural beings way back in 2 Kings chapter 2, verse number 11, where it says, and it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them, that is Elijah and Elisha. It departed them asunder, and Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. Another time we see in 2 Kings chapter 6 and verse number 17, Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes," that is the eyes of his servant, "that he may see." And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire around Elisha. In Revelation 19, we read 11, verse number 11, "I saw heaven open, and behold, a horse, a white horse, and he that sat on him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war." Also in Revelation 19, verse 14, we read, "The armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen and white and clean." The thing is that God has far more things in his creation than we uneducated humans are even capable of imagining. We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9, "Eye hath not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared." It says in Jonah chapter 1 verse 7, "The Lord prepared a great fish." And then in chapter 4 and verse number 6 said, "The Lord prepared a gourd and made it to come up over Jonah." And then in Jonah 4 and 7, "God prepared a worm to smote the gourd." And then in verse 8 of chapter 4, we read, "God prepared a vehement east wind, and the sun beat upon the head of Jonah." And then in John chapter 14 and verse 2, Jesus said, "I go to prepare a place for you." God's preparing lots of things. The thing we need to understand is all of our technology and warfare will not be able to hinder what the Lord has prepared during this tribulation period. Life is full, as we've said many times before on this program, of our choices and our consequences. We are free to make the choices we want to make, but we are not free to accept the consequences. Revelation chapter 9, verse 20 says, "And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship the devil and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornications, nor of their thefts." Now notice it said in verse number 20, "they repented not." Verse 21, "neither repented they." Now the Bible says godly sorrow leadeth to repentance. At that point in this situation in the tribulation period, a choice has to be made. Bible repentance is repentance from sin. Notice it says in verse number 20, it refers to the works of their hands. Verse 21 refers to their murders, their sorceries, their fornications, their thefts. Now, if we go back into Acts 26 and verse 20, we read, "But show first unto them of Damascus and at Jerusalem and throughout all the coasts of Judea, and then to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God, and do works meet for repentance." Now again, notice very clearly it says they should repent and turn to God and do works meet for repentance. Now if you go back in here to verse number 20, it says they repented not of the works of their hands. And so we see here a very plain, all, not only here, all through the scriptures, "except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." All the way back in the book of Joshua, Joshua 24, verse 15, Joshua said, "And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." He said, "Choose you this day." Way back in Deuteronomy 30, verse 10, God said, "I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live." Well, as we come to the end of this dispensation, we see very plainly that the next thing on God's program is the rapture of those who know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. If you're listening to this broadcast and you do not know Christ, if you have not repented of your sin and accepted him as your personal Savior, let me read Deuteronomy 30, verse 10 to you again. "I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live."
Search me, O God, and know my heart today. Try me, O Savior, know my thoughts, I pray. See if there be some wicked way. From every sin and set me free. I praise thee, Lord, for cleansing me from sin. Fulfill thy word and make me pure within. I burn with shame. Grant my desire to magnify thy name. Lord, take my life and make it wholly thine. My poor heart with thy great love divine. Take all my will, my passion, self, and pride. I now surrender, Lord, in me. Revival comes from thee.